want to focus on what this rule enables, not the exceptions to the rule. So we hope that those that have not had any experience with it yet, we encourage them to go out and get it, you know, purchase a device or work with somebody else to see what you can do with all the things that this rule allows. People would be amazed at the resolution and the increased safety and some of the cases, even if you look at some of the exemptions that we've granted, application of pesticides or seeing where your crops are not sufficiently watered or pest infestation. There's so many different things going on out there that can be used, or even just inspection of your gutters. So I would encourage people to, or we would encourage people to, one, take the training that's there for manned pilots on the FAASafety.gov is open to anybody. So we would encourage you to go on and go ahead and take that training. It's free of charge, and the 2 hours spent learning about what this rule enables is really worth it. And then we encourage new aviators to go out there and get experience to safely operate, because things are going to be more enabling as the years go by. So now is the time, and I think there are a lot of uses that will be applicable to agriculture.
And Mora encourages farmers interested to learn more. To do that, just simply go to their website. That's faa.gov/UAS.